It's been more than 2 months since Kosovo declared its independence from Serbia. To a large extent, the success of the new nation is going to depend on the strength of its economy. And right now, Kosovo's economy is not so strong. The landlocked country can't actually feed itself. It imports nearly everything it consumes. Still, Kosovo's leaders and its people say they can overcome the economic challenges as long as Serbia doesn't stand in their way. Correspondent David Shinatri has this report.
In a small factory on the outskirts of Pristina, about a dozen young men are busy making one of the few products in Kosovo that other countries want.
This, as you see here, this is for export to Macedonia. We have also export in Albania, and we have a customer who is waiting for from UK, who is waiting for some windows.
That's Dritan Firza, production manager at the Lesna company. His crew is turning out custom-made, double-paned, insulated windows and doors, about 50 a day. They'd like to produce more, but every day they run into the same problem. The power goes out.
We are turning on our generator. We have our generator here for producing of the electricity.
And once those windows are made, getting them out can be a hassle. This landlocked country lacks major highways. Its main artery out is just a two-lane road to Macedonia. These problems with infrastructure are hobbling Kosovo's economy, and this tiny nation desperately needs to develop, or it risks becoming a ward of the international community. Currently, Kosovo survives on foreign aid and remittances from the 500,000 Kosovars living abroad.
We are not doing well.
Spend Akmeti is a former World Bank economist who now runs a think tank in Pristina.
We have the lowest economic growth rate in the region, we have the highest unemployment number, and we also have the highest poverty numbers in the region.
The United Nations ran Kosovo from 1999 until this past February, when Kosovo declared independence from Serbia. During that decade, the UN had to rebuild from the destruction of war and oversee a shift from a planned to a market economy. Despite the difficulties, there's a positive buzz here. Many Kosovars feel independence will finally solve their problems.
That's what we're waiting for, independence. So now things could change, would be better for all of us.
I think it's going to be great.
Now that it's over, we have hope for the future here.
Resolving Kosovo's unsettled status certainly will help the economy. And an aggressive UN program to privatize old state-run businesses is starting to pay dividends. Exhibit A, which seemingly every official in Kosovo likes to talk about, is Ferronickeli. It's a nickel processing plant that was heavily damaged during the war. The plant started producing nickel ingots for export last September and now employs more than 1,000 workers. Artin Bairushi is the company's communication manager. He says it took about $160 million from private foreign investors to get to this point.
Thank God we are now independent, finally, and it's much easier for them to enter in the market now because the risk is lower than it used to be 2 years ago or 2 months ago.
Much of that nickel is mined in Kosovo, and a UN survey has found other valuable minerals here as well. In addition, four international consortiums have expressed interest in building a new generating plant that would supply Kosovo's power needs, with plenty left over for export. Ahmed Shal is Kosovo's new economic minister and a salesman to boot.
Kosovo is open for business. So these are excellent opportunities for those who believe in the future of Kosovo. And those who come first always will be those who will get the best.
Kosovo hopes Europe will come knocking. Integration with Europe is at the top of its to-do list, a great motivation to get its economic house in order. But political stability is a prerequisite for outside investment and economic growth. And there is one very big question hovering over all this. What will Serbia do? Economist Ben Akmeti fears the Serbs will cause just enough trouble to unsettle investors.
When we were getting ready to declare independence, we were thinking of what Serbia is going to do, whether it's going to do the economic embargo on Kosovo, whether it's going to cut our electricity. They don't need to do that. All they can do is keep us in the news, and that's going to hurt us much more than any economic embargo.
If concerns about instability persist and Kosovo becomes another of the world's so-called frozen conflicts, then the country's wish to be a democratic and functional state could fall victim to investors' desires to keep their money in a safe place. For the world, David Shinatri, Pristina, Kosovo.